welcome to the Beauty Files. I am Juanita. I am so glad you can join us today. Happy Friday, pre-Mother's Day, and all you mothers who are out there, happy Mother's Day. I know it sometimes has been good, bad, and ugly. So those kids who are celebrating or making their mom feel great, this is their day. Do whatever you can to make them feel fantastic. We have a really good show for you today. I'm going to plug in our number first. I encourage, you know, we always get tweets and we always get email messaging and questions. But if you'd like to ask a question yourself of our guests, give us a call at 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And we want you to ask us all your questions and all that good stuff about our guests. We have a packed show. We have Tanisha Hall. She's with Spa Envy, and she's going to give us some information about some Mother's Day relaxation packages for that total pamperage. I wonder if you have to be a mother to get this package. I'm going to have to find out, because I guess I'm a mom. I'm a mom to my little dog. So, yeah, I think I deserve that that spa package. And later in the show, we're going to have Ratti, and she's going to help me pronounce her last name, and I don't want to butcher it up, but I'll call her first name Ratti. She is with the Real Luxury Online Consignment Shop, and I am going to tell you, when you find out about this online shopping experience, you're going to change the way you shop. Talk about luxury online items, luxury designer items online at a price that is ridiculous. I just finished buying something, and I don't even want to tell you what it is. I'll tell you when she gets on. And then we're going to be joined by Stacey England. She's with Food and Friends, a wonderful, wonderful charity event that happens every year. And this year it's going to be this Tuesday, May 13th. And what it does, it helps HIV and AIDS and other life-changing or challenging illnesses. They help deliver food and care, and I think it's just such a wonderful, wonderful charity. So without further ado, we're going to be joined by Tanisha Hall. Welcome to the Beauty Files, Tanisha.
Well, thank you.
Now, everyone that I know, including myself, love a spa treatment. So I want you to give us some information about Spa Envy. And by the way, Tanisha's location, they're located in Bowie, Maryland, and she's going to give us some information. And I'm also learning that you all are going to open up a new Spa Envy that's going to be located in the Laurel area. So I'm going to let her talk to us about some of the Mother's Day happenings. And one of the things that I remember you saying, you said if you spend $115 on a gift card, it comes with a 90-minute massage or a sugar foot scrub. So what is a sugar foot scrub?
Well, it is it's better than a pedicure is what I always tell people. And basically what you're doing is you're putting a scrub on your feet to get rid of the dead skin, and they put hot towels.
I'm sorry? Hello? Oh, you broke up. Okay, go ahead again.
I'm sorry. So, yes, they put the scrub on, and they wipe it off with warm towels, and then they finish it off with a warm body butter to make it nice and smooth.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing. And how long does that sugar scrub massage or the foot treatment, how long does that usually last?
As far as keeping it nice and smooth?
As far as the service itself.
Oh, it's included in your 90-minute massage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, so speaking of massage, and I always ask whenever we get someone in here who talks about massages, give us the difference of different massages, because you all have quite a bit different types of massages. And, you know, I know for some of our mothers, I want to touch on the geriatric massage, and I also want to touch on the prenatal massage, because there are some women who are becoming new mothers, and they probably want to get rid of the stress of having, you know, going through the whole pregnancy thing, the preggers, prego, whatever you want to call it. So what is a geriatric massage?
That's going to be more for our elder group, and that's
I'm sorry?
Specialize.
Okay, you're still breaking up, I guess. Okay, go ahead again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We do have special therapists that just focus on geriatric, which is, you know, arthritis. It's for our older group of clients.
Okay, and does it help relieve any type of pain, or does it increase movement or joint?
It definitely helps relieve pain.
Okay, and then I know a lot of people have a, you know, as you get older, there are always issues about circulation. Is that, can that help that as well? Oh, okay. And then what about the what about the prenatal massages?
Yes, it's definitely a great idea to get massages while you're pregnant and after you're pregnant as well, after the baby comes, after you give birth. It's great to get massages.
And why?
If you're picking the baby up, you know, your lower back is hurting, you're holding the baby, a lot of stress comes with being a new mom. So it definitely helps you to relax and be able to deal with the stress a lot better when you're a new mom.
Okay, yeah, because I know a lot of women that are pregnant, they experience the low back pain, the, you know, I guess problems sleeping, because you have, you know, you have a little one growing inside of you, so you have to deal with all that. So now we go into reflexology. What is reflexology?
So it definitely hits a lot of your nerves, and it just focuses on the hands and the feet only. This is a lot of people's favorite, just because you're on your feet all day long. A lot of people work in an office setting, you know, the computer, so you're definitely able to focus on your hands.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess. And I guess that would be good for, like, a makeup artist or a person who does hair. I guess they would benefit a lot from that.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, so we got massages, and I'm going to, you know, apologize to my audience. You're breaking up really bad, and you're coming in and out, so a lot of the questions, if it seems like I'm overriding you, if I'm talking over you, it's because I can't hear parts of your comments. So I'm hoping that this will get cleared up, you know, pretty soon, but we're having a little issue with your audio, but hopefully it'll get cleared up. So now we're talking about facials. And I know that a lot of people don't think or don't find it necessary to get a facial, but you all have these wonderful, wonderful different types of facials. And a lot of the facials that you have, like one in one of my favorite would be the anti-aging facial. What would that entail?
And they do a skin analysis. So not everybody has to get an age reform or acne treatment. They do a skin analysis, and once they have determined what kind of skin that you have, whether you have combination skin or dry skin, they do the facial according to.
Okay, and we didn't catch the last part of that.
I'm sorry, you're having a bad connection.
Yeah, my engineer is telling me that something was wrong with your phone line or getting a connection in through your phone number. So we're gonna you know, keep going. I mean, we're not gonna stop. We're gonna, you know, just make it work. Now you have something called Environmental Shield Vitamin C Foundation. What am I talking about? Vitamin C facial. Yeah, what is that?
Yes, ma'am. And that's basically it's like a vitamin E type of treatment.
And why do we need vitamin E?
Vitamin E definitely protects your skin, for sure.
Okay. I mean, because I know that a lot of times people are looking, you know, when they get massages, that they want to be able to restore elasticity or firmness. They want to, you know, help repair skin damage, especially from the sun, because as we get older, you know, our skin gets a lot thinner, so we kind of need to get that extra protection. You know, does your facialist, you know, tell your clients, you know, hey, you would need, you know, they give you a skin analysis, like you said, and they determine what type of facial you actually need?
Absolutely, and they also give you aftercare, too, as well. So they also give you products so you can continue to use at home so you can start to see the difference, because that's the biggest thing, is using that aftercare that they recommend for you so you can continue on.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. That, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because a lot of people will take, you know, get that fabulous facial, and then they just leave, and then just slap on some Vaseline or slap on some, you know, slap on some baby oil, you know, and it's just, it defeats the whole purpose of you getting all that crap out of your skin, only to put more crap back in. So I'm glad you said that. So now we're talking about the price, Tanisha.
Yes.
All this
the very nice price that
you
that we
have.
Yes.
What kind of price are we looking at?
For massages for the first time.
We did not get that price, did we? We didn't hear that. We didn't hear it.
Okay, let me say that again. One time. It is $59.99 for our massages.
Wow.
That's our introductory rate. And
that's
then we
fantastic.
Also have facials, and that's going to be $69.99.
Wow, that is fantastic. And when I said I didn't hear you, it wasn't because I was trying to be funny. It was because you went out that, you know,
really
the
didn't
whole
know.
Audio.
Sorry.
So the $59 for the facial, I mean for the massage, how long of a massage is that? And do we get a choice of the different massages?
Choice of getting a deep tissue, a Swedish massage, reflexology, prenatal. All of those modalities you can get for $59.99.
Okay, so we didn't catch the first part of that. We're going to keep doing this all, to, you know, for the duration. So, you know, someone just sent me a text saying we couldn't hear you. So for the duration of the interview, hopefully it'll get better. But you got to repeat what you just said, because no one heard the first part.
Sure, absolutely. So for $59.99, that includes any style of modality, which is Swedish massage, which is a more relaxing massage, a deep tissue, reflexology, all of those modalities is $59.99 for a 50-minute hands-on massage.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty. Now, okay, so I'll throw this out at you. A lot of people are, you know, I guess I could be included. No, not really. I'm not included in that minority. A lot of people have a problem with, you know, they want a man, a woman wants a woman, or, you know, or a man masseuse or whatever. So are there choices? I mean, can I come in and say, hey, I don't want a man seeing this. I, you know, I want a woman, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do you have that problem? And then if so, how do you rectify it?
I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that is definitely something I always like to expose to people. It's about the skill. It's about what you're needing for as far as your body pain.
Right.
But if you're more comfortable with a female therapist, just let us know.
Yeah, because I'm thinking a lot of people would, you know, some women, especially older women, they are a little bit more shy, as you know, as far as having a male masseuse, and then a lot of times people will say, you know, male masseuse tend to be a little bit more, I don't want to say rougher, because that's not the word, more, you know, it may a little bit more pressure or harder pressure.
Right. Well, I will tell you, we have some female therapists here that can definitely give you some deep pressure. So, like I said, it's what you're comfortable with and what your needs are, what you really need for your body. So that's we're always going to the right therapist, whether it's a male or female. You can always let us know what you're comfortable with. Not a problem at all.
Okay, and we have a call. We have Betty on the line. I guess Betty wants to ask a question. Hi, Betty.
Hi. How are you?
Welcome to the Beauty Files. Ask your question.
Well, I just wanted to know, what was the difference between a deep tissue massage and a Swedish massage?
Great question.
Okay. Yeah, that is a great question. A lot of people like to know that. Well, a Swedish massage is definitely going to be a little bit more relaxed. But it's not going to be as much pressure. For deep tissue, it's definitely get underneath the muscles and get the knots out. And it may be a little bit uncomfortable of how I explain a deep tissue. But if you are really athletic, or you know, you're really in a lot of pain and you're trying. So that's the difference.
There's oh.
Awesome. I didn't hear all of it.
Yeah, I didn't hear all of it either, because you kept going. You did the in and out thing again. It's almost like that bad cell phone. You go, hi, goodbye. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. I do apologize.
So we're going to have to ask that. Well, yeah, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry, Betty, but we'll get better. Call back for the next, you know, hopefully the reception is a little bit better. Tanisha was having a little issue with her her phone. But thank you so much, Betty, for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, you know, that she brought up a good point because a lot of people don't know the difference between the deep tissue and a regular massage. But then a lot of people don't know what to ask for or
right.
You know, do I need a deep tissue as opposed to a Swedish? You know, do you ask those questions of them as well?
Oh, absolutely. We ask a lot of questions. We ask, you know, what's hurting you? Do you have an old injury? You know, what brings you into us today? You know, some people are just, they have no knowledge and they just say, I just want to relax or I'm under a lot of stress. So we've done as well. So they're, you know, we can definitely tell the difference if they're looking for deeper pressure, if they need to relax, especially if it's their first time. We're always going to encourage them to do a Swedish massage just because it's their first experience.
So a Swedish massage is not as what's the word? I don't want to say rough because rough makes it seem like it's
intense. Definitely.
Right. Okay. That's the word.
Yeah, yeah, it's not as intense. No.
Okay, and that would probably be your average person probably would want a Swedish massage as opposed to their, you know, the deep tissue. Because I'm thinking the deep tissue is probably more for, like, you know, athletic or... Because I had a deep tissue, and let me tell you, I walked out of that place, and I thought that I had just worked out with someone who was punching me in my gut. So I'm just saying, my body was a little bit, you know, I'm a soft girl, so I didn't enjoy that. But then I went and got a Swedish massage, and it was fabulous. And I prefer
right.
men. I do like men giving me the massage.
Me as well.
Yeah, I like a guy. I had a girl give me one, and that was the one that hurt the most.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Old girl just tossed me up like dough.
Well, you can also get a combination as well. We have what we call is a customized massage here. So if you want, you know, certain areas may call for something deeper, you definitely have the option of saying, you know, can you do deep tissue on my back and maybe more light pressure on my legs? So they definitely can customize the massage to whatever your needs are. And that's why we ask as many questions as possible.
Right, yeah. And I guess you would probably need to get all those questions asked because some people assume that they know they want one thing and they really want the other.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Tanisha, we're going to have you on again. You know, we're going to get a better connection. I'm getting emails into me. So we're going to have you on another time so we can get a better connection. But give us the location where you are now, your spa, and we can you know, plug that. And hopefully it'll all come in.
Absolutely. Well, I am at the Bowie Woodmore location, and that is at the Woodmore. Can you hear me?
We got part of it, but I'll say it. She's at the 9300 Woodmore Center Drive. It's Tanisha Hall, and it's their number is 301-364-3400, and it looks like they're open. Yep, every day, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 on Saturday, and on Sunday, Mother's Day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I encourage you to go and get Mom and you, hey, both of you can go together and get a really good massage and do a girl's mother-daughter, mother-son, whatever. I mean, I encourage everyone to get massages. Tanisha, I am so sorry we had audio problems, but I really appreciate you being a guest. And like I said, we're going to have you on again for our next show in 2 weeks. How about that?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
And coming up next, we are going to be joined by the real, real luxury online shopping experience. I'll wait till we come back on the next break. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Love it all.
welcome back to the Beauty Files. You know, sometimes doing a live show, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that, not to say Tanisha was the ugly, the connection was the ugly. So as promised, we're going to have her back because we did get a lot of emails and questions that you all wanted to ask her. And the connection was really bad, and, you know, it just sounded like I was talking to her from Mars. It just didn't work out. So I apologize. Again, our number, if you want to ask a question, because I know you want to ask a question of our next guest, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, yeah, Rati Levette is my guest from The Real Real. Oh, my God, I'm going to give you a confession. While I was on air, okay, do I dare even do this? I'm buying stuff.
What did you buy?
I just scored, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on a budget, and this is, I am on a budget, but my goodness, I just scored some Gucci loafers, and they were fabulous. And I saw them when I was researching, to make sure I knew what to ask Rati. And I'm looking at this going, whoa, wait a minute, what's this? I was like, do I dare do this while I'm on the air? So, yeah. Oh, my
it's
God.
Addicting. It's addicting. We shop all day here.
This site is so addicting that I was on a shoot yesterday, Rati. I'm breaking away. Rati Levette is from The Real Real Luxury Online Consignment Shop. It is the most fabulous experience you'll ever experience in your life. And I say that because I was on a shoot yesterday. I was doing makeup for an event, and I had my little iPad. I'm looking, just, again, researching. I'll say that. And this woman came over and looked over my shoulder. She goes, oh, where's that? I said, they're Manolo. She goes, what size are they? I said, what size are you? She started buying them off my iPad. It is the most. You have got to go on this website, The Real Real. I'm going to let Rati tell you everything about The Real Real. What is The Real Real, Rati? And welcome to my show. I'm so glad you're on here.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you on.
So The Real Real, it's just that it's luxury authenticated consignment online. So we sell, Chanel, Hermes, Christian Louboutin, Prada, Gucci, Fendi, all of those big name brands, sometimes up to 90% off depending on the piece. And we pick up items in every major city across the U.S. We have luxury managers who come into your home, and if you have, a few of these items in your closet, we'll come over, make it super easy for you, pick up the items, and, send them to our warehouse. Photograph them, price them, and you can track all of your sales online. So our average consignor is making $8,000 a year right now and is consigning with us, 4 to 5 times a year.
So it is
quite addicting.
Yeah, it's very addicting. And a lot of people will say, okay, and you kind of said that already, that you authenticate everything and you go through the it goes through your warehouse. But are there certain items that you prefer receiving as opposed to others? Because it's not just clothes and purses, and you also do art as well. But is there something that you particularly love to consign more so?
Well, we'll take most of it as long as it's on our brand list. But, some of the pieces with the higher resale value have more of the following, like the Hermes Birkin and the Chanel quilted flat bag and the Cartier love bracelets. We can sell those within seconds on the site.
Oh, wow.
For, if you're in a consignor, for sometimes 20 to 30% off retail. So you're making your money back pretty quickly as the consignor.
And so we call you, we say, Rati, hey, I got a couple of, I'm going through a divorce, and I don't want any of this crap that my ex-husband gave me. But by the way, they're Manolos and they're Chanel and they're Gucci. Do you want them?
Yes, exactly. And we say, when can we come over? How fast? We can be there tonight at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
even, yeah, and go to help you go through your closet and help you decide what the best thing to, you know, sometimes we'll tell you, you know what, if it's a piece of fine jewelry, the cost of gold isn't quite, you know, high right now, maybe try it back in a couple of weeks or in a few weeks. So we'll even consult you into what to consign when. And yeah, I mean, the appointments are really fun because we meet a lot of great people and, you know, kind of just having them try on things. Is it flattering? Is it not flattering? So that it's a great part of our job.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, you know, that would be kind of hard for me. I'm seeing stuff coming in all the time. I'm like, whoa, put that aside for me. Whoa, put that aside for me. I mean, how do you force yourself not to buy everything?
I know. It's really hard. I have to. The good news is we can't shop any earlier than anyone else. So we have to be up. Our site goes up. Our sales go live at 7 a.m., 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, and we have to wait till the items are on the site. So luckily, you know, there's no picking and choosing. We have 250 employees now. No one's allowed to buy until it gets up on the site.
Oh,
but we're very, you know, that is hard. At the beginning, I was spending a lot of money, and now I have kind of, you know, cut back a little bit. But it's good, I'm not going to lie, a good chunk of my paycheck does go to shopping on our site.
I can imagine, because every time you send these email alerts, you got these fabulous photographs, you got these beautiful pictures, and then you just sit there and you look and you go, oh my God, what? How much?
I know.
And they're in different sizes. Yeah, and they're all sizes. They're not just a small little, you know, size zero. I mean, you got 8, 9, 8, 10, 12, whatever. You don't have the small shoes like size. Oh, it's only have size 6. You got them up to size 11.
Yeah, no, that hasn't been an issue at all. Our sizing is all across the board in every item category. I'm always looking for my, and on the app, we have a new mobile app now. You can actually set your settings for your sale. So if you're a size 8, for example, you can set a size 8 and look at your phone, and whenever there's a new item that pops up, it will tell you. And you can kind of, you know, just navigate the site that way, which I do as well.
Oh, 1-888-627-6008 is the number. And I got an email, and this young lady, she says she's from London. She wanted to know if you all can send her items to the UK.
I wish. I know we're not quite international yet. We are shipping to Canada, but there is hopes of expansion or plans of expansion in the next couple of years.
And
so
yeah,
soon. Tell
my
her
question
soon.
Is, you know, people want to, you know, okay, yeah, I'm writing that down as I check my real online. So does it pay to consign, Ratty? Does it pay?
It really does. I mean, I was telling you, the average consignor right now is making $8,000 a year, and that's just stuff that's sitting in their closets they didn't know we can sell. I mean, we, you know, try and price things at the highest price we think we can get for them, and we are always pushing that price. So the consignor is making their, you know, fair portion and can get some of the, you know, value back of the piece that they purchase. So depending on the item, I mean, for everyone, it definitely does pay to consign. But depending on the item, like I said, a Chanel quilted flat bag can go for retail at 20% of retail in the stores now. So you're making a good chunk of your money back, and it's a good investment that way.
Yeah. And do you, you know, when a person could, because you have different, you have, do I want to call them concierge consignment people? I mean, how do I
luxury managers. So, yeah, they'll come over to your home and pick up everything that, you know, we think we can sell. And then they'll leave you with an itemized, you know, category receipt or an itemized list of everything they removed. And you'll get an email from corporate, you know, in the next day or two, giving you a price range of all the items you dropped off or you're consigning with us.
Okay, Ratty, here we go. This is the question that...
Yeah.
It's like, shh, don't tell nobody, but are there famous people who donate some of their stuff?
There,
or not
are.
Donate. What am I saying? Donate. Consign.
Yes,
like, I mean, do you have like
Dwayne Wade just was a consigner with us. Paula Abdul.
What? I love Dwayne Wade. Oh my gosh.
With us. Dwayne Wade had amazing things. I mean, I can say those too because you know, it's on the site that they consigned with us, but I can't give away everyone's names. But you'd be surprised how many celebrities actually consign with us. That's always very exciting, but most of it's on the hush-hush because they don't want people to know. But Dwayne Wade did something amazing. He's got a charity called Wade's World, and he had so many beautiful Louis Vuitton limited edition tennis shoes that sold out so fast. And he had beautiful accessories.
Yeah, I'm sure, especially if you put his name on it. Yeah.
He's great dresser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, he really is, you know, and I can honestly say that. And people, you know, just in case you think it's just women, you know, us girls, no, they have men too, because they just launched, I saw today, doing my research, I saw mm-hmm. today that they had this section, and I love how you all laid it out. It was about, you know, the men's style or male style, and you had the Tom Ford glasses, the Louis Vuitton luggage, and you had, you know, all the different accessories that makes a man, and, you know, I love when a man can dress and takes pride in what he wears, and you know, not always having on the throwback jersey and the culotte pants.
There's only so much.
I love it when a man can dress.
I know, you'd be surprised. I mean,
yes, exactly.
So many great pieces for men now. You know, Christian Louboutin. You know, beautiful tennis shoes, and you know, of course, the Louis Vuitton, and then briefcases, even like the monogram Gucci or Louis Vuitton briefcases that people give us are really classic and iconic to the designer. But yeah, we've got a lot of really great male consigners who consign, you know, some amazing things. So it's a lot of fun.
And are you ever, or do you ever get items that are considered vintage? I can throw it out there because she told me that I could. I did the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the lady that I made up had this vintage dress. And it was the most amazing dress. And she said her stylist picked it up someplace, and it was absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and I didn't know where, you know, she didn't tell me where she got it from. But I'm wondering, do you all do, you know, have items like that? I think it was like a 1940s, 1950s black dress.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
And it was absolutely beautiful on her.
Vintage. So we don't do vintage. We are more current, 10 years or current type pieces. We do take select vintage pieces. Like I said, the Chanel flat bag is such an iconic, great bag that's classic that, you know, we'll take it from any period, or the Hermes Birkins we'll take from any period, or, you know, when Tom Ford was designing for Gucci, we'll take those pieces. We'll take select vintage pieces, but mostly we focus on current modern pieces in the last 10 years.
And what is your, you know, you would say, or you would tell people, your most desired by your online members, designer?
Oh, gosh. So Chanel, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, you know, Prada, Dolce & Gabbana is a really big seller. For fine jewelry, Cartier, Van Cleef & Arpels, Rolex watches, people... you know, is very classic. People love those. For more of the contemporary brands, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, Diane von Furstenberg, Rick Owens is a big seller. Their leather, you know, does really well for us. Tom Ford, Saint Laurent, Christian Louboutin, we sell like hotcakes. So if you're ever thinking about getting rid of a pair of those,
sure.
We can sell those pretty quickly. But the great thing is that now that I shop here every season. And even if I go out and buy something new, I know that there's a secondary market for it, and I know I can resell it for something.
Right.
So that, you know, it just makes me a smarter shopper. And even if, whether I buy it here or I buy it somewhere else, I can reconsign it every season and make some of my money back. So I feel good about that.
Exactly. And which is my next question, and I'm going to let you go. But what about wedding dresses? Because
wedding
I know that that is a big, I mean, you know, you get like a, you know, like a really design, a hot design dress that, you know, you spent thousands and thousands of dollars of, and
yeah.
Where am I going to wear it again unless I just prance around my house with my wedding dress on and eat some cake?
No.
I mean, where else am I going to wear it?
Honestly, wedding dresses have been hard for us. We started by taking select wedding dresses.
Wow.
We still do. But because the resale drops so much, sometimes girls pay $20,000-$30,000 for their wedding dress, and we can sell them for a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And usually the consignor's not really
yeah.
happy with that price, but that's what the market, you know, will pay for it. So, and you know, they get dirty. They're white by the end of the day. You're wearing them all evening. You're living it up in your wedding dress, and it's just not
right, exactly
when we get it. So we kind of, you know, we'll take select pieces if they're in great condition. We don't always turn them away, but on a whole, they're a tougher sell for us.
Yeah, you know, you made a good point because you're dancing it up, you're having
yeah,
fun.
Exactly.
Oops, there goes a piece of cake. Oops, there goes the champagne. You know, oops, there we go.
Is it nice? Yeah.
And one last question. Oh, I keep saying one last question, and I just have so many. Oh, my
no
God,
problem.
Rachi, I love this site. What type of art do you have? Because you have art as well.
Yeah, we do. So we have a blue chip artist, like, you know, the Picasso and the Warhol and the Miro,
mm-hmm.
the names that you probably would recognize. But then we also have a mix of emerging artists as well. Who are, you know, up and coming.
Yeah.
We have three curators on staff, and they vet all the art as it comes in, authenticated all the pieces and curate it. So, you know, we take pieces that have shown at a gallery at some point or another, and they are around, you know, like the $1,000 to $5,000 price range. So if you're looking to invest in a piece, that's a great way to do it because you know it holds its resale value. So 5 years from now, if you decide you don't want it anymore, you can actually resell it for the same price you bought for it.
Oh, my gosh. And I just got a question in. Says, what is your return policy? If I get it, it doesn't fit, or for whatever reason.
We take returns on every item that has fit issues. So all clothing we will take returns on. Handbags and accessories, we do not take returns on. Fine jewelry, we'll changing our policy to store credit soon. So.
Oh,
but all
okay.
clothing you
okay.
can return within 14 days.
Yeah, and then I got another question that said, love the site, everything is fabulous.
Oh,
I happen to consign, what do I do next? Yeah,
oh,
they wanted
us.
To know what do they do next, and
so,
I think you've
yeah.
already answered that, yeah.
Yeah, just give us a call and go to therealreal.com, and we have our 800 number there. I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized right now. But if you go to our website, therealreal.com, and there's an 800 toll-free number there, and just call us, and we'll send someone right over. It's that easy.
And I love this, that it says the white glove pickup.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, I know. And it really
I'm looking for your 800
that.
Number for you, too.
You don't have to
okay.
lift a finger. It's on the bottom of the site, if you look at the footer.
Yeah, I see it. I see an 855 number. Should
That's
I give that out? 855-435-5. Oh, 5893. Again, that's 855-435-5893. And you can, you know, contact The Real Real and, you know, if you have something good to consign, don't give us, you know, us. Don't give them nothing bad because no one likes bad luxury. I mean, I am too old to buy bad luxury. I spend my money now, but I love to spend it here and then you get like something amazing. And then they get a 20% off if you use a promo code, LoveMom.
We have a 20%
yeah.
off discount right now, so now's the time to shop.
Now is the time to shop. The sale ends on May 11th. I encourage everyone, you know, see, Ratchy, okay, you're my new best friend. Love Mom is the a promo code. Go on their website. You will not be dissatisfied. I guarantee you, you will find something on there. My sister is a big luxury items fanatic, so I will let
it.
You
yeah.
go and... will definitely love it. I've turned her on to so many different sites.
Come over and pick up some consignment.
Yeah, you heard that, people. And the lady who sent that question, I gave you the 800 number, so please call them and let her know. Ratchy Levette, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And coming up next,
it was nice talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking with you, Ratchy. And we have coming up next, amazing charity event that's happening next Tuesday. It is Food and Friends, and what they're doing for the HIV and AIDS community is absolutely amazing. And I want to tell you more about that, the charity event, when we come back. Stay with us. Give us 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Yeah, you could tell I was having a lot of fun with Ratchy Levette of the Real Real online luxury consignment website. You know, it's such an addiction that I'm shameless to say that, yeah, I'm still clicking away. our next guest, you know, I have the pleasure of having Stacey England. She is the Associate Director of Development for Food and Friends, and what a wonderful charity this is. On Tuesday, May 13th, there will be more than 50 of the area's best chefs, and they're going to dish out some of their signature tastings and plates. Sounds delicious already. But also, there's going to be a live auction, and all of this is to raise money or you know, to give money for clients living with cancer, HIV, and AIDS, and other life-challenging illnesses. So, you know, what a wonderful, wonderful event this will be. Stacey, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about the event itself. This has been going on for quite some time. This is the 24th year of this event happening. You know, how did it get started?
Well, actually, there were a few chefs led by Chef David Hagedorn who decided to put together an event to support Food and Friends. And they had the very first event inside a restaurant in the city. And it just grew from there. It was such a big success. And thankfully, a couple years later, the food and beverage manager at the Hilton Washington said, hey, why don't you guys bring it over to our hotel so that we can really hold the number of people who want to come out and support Food and Friends. And we've been there ever since.
And when you say hold the number, you expect a whole lot of people to come to this event. I mean, especially since you have more than 50 of D.C.'s top chefs. So I'm just imagining all those different smells and flavors and tastes. This is a big event.
Absolutely. We have between 12 to 1,500 guests who join us every year. Plus, like
wow.
You said, our 50 chefs, and we have over 100 volunteers who are coming to help the event run. So it's a big to-do and a lot of fun.
And I'm reading here, in your press briefing that Walmart is a proud sponsor of Chef's Best Dinner and Auction. How cool is that?
It's really great. Walmart is actually a huge supporter of our work in general. They help to provide our diabetic meal plans as well as our heart-healthy meals for clients because all of our clients are on a specialized meal plan. The foundation with Walmart has also helped to purchase a new shuttle so that we can transport volunteers back and forth from the metro to our building to work in the kitchen. They've actually, over the last 10 years, donated nearly $500,000. So we're really, really thrilled that in addition to all of that programmatic support that they offer, that they're joining us as presenting sponsor of Chef's Best this year.
And I also, because me being a makeup girl, I have to throw this out that MAC is also a proud sponsor. And I know MAC does a lot of things with the AIDS organization with the Viva Glam campaign. And then those of you who don't know what the Viva Glam campaign is, you see, advertisements in magazines and the different celebs, and they wear this beautiful Viva Glam lipstick. And AIDS. And MAC has been a tremendous sponsor and helping with the AIDS awareness, all things that have to do with this campaign as well.
Yes, and we love working with MAC. They have been supporting our work for over 15 years, have donated over $1 million to fund our services, and all of those dollars come from the sale of MAC Viva Glam products. That's what funds the MAC AIDS Fund, the foundation piece. In addition to the financial element, we have a lot of the local makeup artists who come in and volunteer in the kitchen during our Dining Out for Life event, which is held at the end of April. Some of the artists come and transform a few of our volunteers into fabulous drag queens, go around the city greeting diners and just sort of being out to support friends. So we love working with MAC, and we really, really feel privileged to be able to honor them at Chef's Best on Tuesday.
That is the most. I have this big smile. I love stuff like that. And you also have at this event. You have some items that are going to be auctioned. Could you give our audience? And one question I do. Well, I'll tell everybody where the event is in a few minutes. So someone just asked a question. What are some of the auctioned items that you will have for May 13th?
Sure. So we have actually both a silent and a live auction. The silent auction is full of fantastic artwork, lots of restaurant gift certificates, wine, local hotel stays, and things of that nature. And then our live auction, we have some fantastic trips to Miami, a couple to Arizona, Costa Rica, Bali, and we have some really cool chef experiences, a cooking class and dinner in your home with the chef from Lincoln, a very similar package from our Chef's Best celebrity chef chair, Massimo Fabri. We have a package with Patrick O'Connell at the Inn at Little Washington. So we have a really exciting auction planned.
The Inn at Little Washington.
I know.
Oh, my God. So So that is the most. One of the most spectacular places. My gosh, it's a drive, but it's just so worth the drive. Oh my! And which brings me now to, you know, you have all these different chefs that are going to be there. You've named a few already, but can you give some of our audience like the different chefs that are going to be participating in this?
Sure, we have a number of the Jeff Black restaurants, so Pearl Dive Oyster Palace, Black Salt, we have Hank's Oyster Bar, Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Obviously, I mentioned our celebrity chef chair, Massimo Fabri from Ristorante Tosca. We have all of the Eat Well restaurants, right. Logan Tavern, Commissary, Grillfish, Art and Soul is coming, Coco Sala, Doi Moi. So we really have this incredible mix of food going on at Chef's Best. You definitely would not leave hungry.
You know, and you say all these different restaurants, and I'm just realizing how much I like to eat out, because most of the restaurants you've named, I've had a meal there, and every place that you've named, all the meals have been fantastic. So what can they expect when they get there? Is there like you just go from table to table? Do they come to you? You know, how does that work at this event?
Sure. No, you go from table to table. So they all have stations set up. They're all preparing at least one, if not dishes. And you just kind of make your way around the room, eat as much as you can, and hope that you're not too full to get home.
Yeah, I'm the one that they're rolling out in the front door because I've been eating all day.
You won't be the only one, I promise.
Oh my! Now you know I've gotten some emails. People wanting to know how can they get involved, where can they get ticketing information, and all that good stuff.
So as you said, the event is on Tuesday. We have our online ticket sales still available, and we probably won't shut them down until sometime on Saturday, maybe Saturday night, Sunday morning. So you can go to foodandfriends.org/chefbest. In order to buy tickets. And if you do go to the website and we've already shut down the online ticket sales, you can definitely buy tickets at the door when you arrive. And for our guests, the event starts at 6:30.
Okay. And, I guess one of the questions I always ask, because, whenever you go into D.C., okay, first people want to know about the attire. Is it black tie? Is it, from work? Is it, how am I dressing? And then I guess the parking issue too.
Sure. So it's definitely from work. People are coming from work. There are people there in suits, people in jeans and blazers, cocktail dresses, summer dresses. It's really a mix, but this is really a business casual, business professional, festive attire kind of event. The parking...
Great.
Not so pretty. I definitely don't recommend driving if you can avoid the hotel is completely...
Yeah, and it's right by a metro.
Yeah, you're right by the DuPont Circle Metro. The hotel is completely booked for the night, so I'm not even sure I would try parking there. And there are, some parking garages nearby that you could certainly try, but I recommend Uber, Metro, Cab, some other form of transportation.
Right. I love Uber. So, definitely, especially now, I meant to ask you, Stacey, is there alcohol being served there?
Well, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
we have an open bar. We actually have 15 bars.
And here comes Uber. Yeah, you really want to enjoy yourself, and you want to get there so you can bid on the silent auction items. You can look around and what Stacey has said. All the different items that are being offered. You just want to get there. You want to have fun and support a wonderful, wonderful cause, Food and Friends. Stacey, I can't say enough. And this is one of my the things that are very dear to me and. I am so glad that you all are doing something like this. And someone just asked, do you accept volunteers for transport meals? I guess they're talking about they want to volunteer.
Yeah, we always need volunteers, and our biggest volunteer need is delivery drivers. If you go to foodandfriends.org and click on volunteer, there's all the information that you need in order to sign up. And we definitely need volunteers to help deliver meals to our clients. And we do meal deliveries Monday through Saturday. So We have a schedule that works for everyone.
Okay, and are the deliveries at a certain time of day? Do you have to meet someplace? I guess that's another question they ask too.
For most cases, you have to come to Food and Friends. We're in Northeast DC, and you would pick up your meals here and then go on and do the deliveries. And we try to deliver to all of our clients between 10 and 3.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. Stacy, thank you so much for being on my show. Thank you for sharing the information about the event on May 13th for Food and Friends. And again, as Stacy said, you can log on to foodandfriends.org and get more information about this event. Tickets are still available. And again, she said if you don't get them online, you can certainly purchase them at the door. And it's a worthy charity, and you will have a ball. All the things that I've been reading about it and hearing about it, I guarantee you will have an absolute wonderful time. And the restaurants that she named and the chefs are fabulous. So, Stacy, thank you so much for being on the Beauty Files.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And thank you guys for being on my show today. All my guests on the show today, The Real Real, Spa Envy, and Food and Friends. And if you have a show idea that you want me to do, just log on to The Beauty Files 2 at, or send me an email, I'm sorry, to thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com. And I would love to hear your suggestions, how I can improve the show or whatever. I love your comments and I love your questions. And thank you so much for your calls and questions. And thank you, mothers, for tolerating us daughters and children. Until then, you take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.